This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, which means that this month you are going to see a lot of pink. Breast cancer is a cause supported by more celebrities and corporations than you can count. More money is spent fighting it than any other kind of cancer. And something near 250,000 women are diagnosed with invasive breast cancer in this country every year. Kate Pickard is a professor of journalism at Loyola Marymount University, also a healthcare reporter earlier in her career. She's got a new book out about the science and the history and the culture of breast cancer in America. It's called Radical. Kate, thanks for coming into the studio.
Thanks a lot for having me.
We should start by saying that this is in some ways an experiential book, right? You're a breast cancer survivor.
Yeah, that's correct. I was diagnosed when I was 35 years old. The diagnosis was very shocking to me, obviously, because I was young. And actually, very early on in my diagnostic experience, I had a mammogram, which showed some sort of a few weird things that indicated that I had kind of a pre-cancer, a stage zero cancer. But later on, I had an MRI that showed actually I had a pretty bad case of invasive breast cancer.
You covered healthcare for Time magazine.
I did.
You were an informed healthcare consumer. Do you think that changed your approach? And what does that mean for women who are perhaps less steeped in healthcare policy in this country?
I mean, I think in a lot of ways, the fact that I was a healthcare reporter made me not so aware of my own health.
Yeah.
I think I kind of thought about it as something, you know, that terrible diseases and insurance snafus, that was something that other people dealt with and I wrote about. But as a reporter, I think it was really helpful to be a reporter in my experience because I was able to research treatments and doctors and read a lot of scientific journal articles. And obviously, not every patient is going to do that. Not everyone will want to know that much about their own disease and their own treatment. But I think it was really helpful, and I would really encourage women diagnosed with breast cancer to really learn as much as they can and ask really good questions because that can have an impact on the outcome.
You went through chemotherapy, right? You had surgical treatment. I was amazed to find out there's basically two chemotherapy markets, depending on whether you're on the East Coast or the West Coast. What?
This was something I learned very early on in my treatment and was really one of the first things that I discovered that made me think, I could write a book about this. There's a lot that people don't know. So there are cultural differences within oncology. And one that I discovered is, by and large, doctors on the East Coast, and especially in New York City, may treat women with a different type of chemotherapy regimen than doctors on the West Coast and in Los Angeles, for example, where I was treated.
This is going to sound a little sideways, but breast cancer, certainly in this country anyway, is a brand, right?
Yeah, that's right. I think when people hear the term breast cancer, a lot of images that come to their mind are related to the pink ribbon mm-hmm. and to the color of pink. Mm-hmm. And this month, you will see all over every store in America products adorned with the pink ribbon and pushing the breast cancer cause.
We're going to see NFL games in which there will be pink towels and pink referee hats. And I mean, the whole deal, it's all over the place.
Yeah, I mean, I write in the book, and I think this is true, there almost isn't a consumer product in America that doesn't give you the option of associating with breast cancer.
Okay, so is that good or bad for the research into and treatment of this disease that kills, I'm sure you know the number, I don't have it off the top of my head, a lot of women in this country every year?
Yeah, so about 250,000 women a year in America are diagnosed with breast cancer, and about 40,000 women a year die of breast cancer. So we still have a lot of challenges. And the branding of breast cancer and the ubiquity of the pink ribbon have done a lot to make people very aware of breast cancer. But one of the things that I think is true is that I think we sort of reached peak awareness.
Huh.
A lot of the breast cancer charities that are behind a lot of this pink and pink ribbon stuff are really undergoing kind of a culture change where they're sort of realizing that everyone's aware. We're there.
Yeah,
we got it.
We all know.
We got it. We know about it.
Yeah.
And so a lot of these breast cancer charities are shifting their focus more to doing something about breast cancer. So, for example, the Susan G. Komen Foundation, which is the largest breast cancer charity.
And not scandal-free, right? I mean, they've had some problems.
Yeah, they've had some problems in the last couple of years. If you want to know how pink is changing, the Susan Komen Foundation a few years ago adopted a new slogan. And their new slogan is more than pink.
Oh, wow. That's so funny. That's like revealing, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think that they recognize that pink everywhere is not enough.
For all the money that breast cancer gets in this economy, research, treatment, the screenings, the whole deal, and this is a really base way to put it, but are American women getting their money's worth?
That's a great question. If we tried to add up all of the money raised and spent on breast cancer every year, we're into the hundreds of millions of dollars if you include nonprofit spending and government spending. And over the last 20 or 30 years, the breast cancer mortality rate in America has ticked downward. But the truth is that the raw number has stayed the same. As the population has increased, the raw number is a smaller percentage, but still 40,000 women every year are dying of breast cancer. And I think it's easy to kind of look around you in October and look at things like Race for the Cure and sort of imagine that we're close to conquering this disease. We have a ways to go.
Kate Pickard. It's a book called Radical, The Science, Culture, and History of Breast Cancer in America. Kate, thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.